You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield, then start learning how to shoot a gun, is a dead soldier. You are not in the ministry to compete, you are in the ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well.
Withholding nothing back from you, you're the God who deserves my worship and my praise. Oh, 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 you are the God. Father, we want to bless you. Tonight, we are asking that you will use the slips of clay and pour out blessings to your children in the name of Jesus. You will help us to stay consistent with the values attached to your word. You will help our hearts to remain pure. Help us to be steadfast in your will in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh wow, can we celebrate Jesus? Take your time. Amen. Let's celebrate Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless God for that amazing time of praise. Glory to God. You may please be seated. There's this song we used to sing, I don't even know why that song went down. Okay. Order my step in your word. You know this song? Teach me, guide me, let me be still. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my step in your word. Amen. And one of these days, I want us to do that song, the song of consecration, back to God. Amen. It is important that our hearts are always represented to Him again. Paul, speaking to the Romans, said in Romans 12 verse 2, that I beseech you therefore, that brethren, that you present yourselves or your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. The word present there is the word continuously present. It's a present continuous word. Are you following me? To continuously present, to give again, again and again and again and again. It doesn't matter what the intentions of God towards a man is. The moment the man decides to retain his ways and refuse to be flexible in the sight of God's obvious will, the intentions of God will never come to pass. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. Meaning that it is possible that through the humanity of a man, the plans of God can be frustrated. Are you following me? particularly not just in terms of being, but in terms of humility and flexibility in the face of God's obvious instruction that will not necessarily come to the Holy Spirit, but also to men. Alright, while you were passing through school, there were core courses, right? And then you had electives. Are you following me? Alright, it doesn't make any sense if you fail the core courses and you are good in other ones. As far as humanity is concerned, one of the most important core courses you need to pass is the course of brokenness. Alright? Brokenness. Look at the prayers of David, Psalms 51. Crying out to God. When God gets you to your plate, if you still have hunger, then it shows that it was God you were seeking in the first place. And let me say this to you. A man can never correct his ways without hunger. It is when you are hungry for God that you don't want to be out of alignment. Are you following me? Is that clear enough? Good. Don't retain your ways. Be breakable, be moldable, be mendable, be adjustable. Be a man that God can work on. Alright? If God has to call counsel in heaven to be able to help you, it's a very dangerous place to be. Are you following me? Place your hands on your heart. You know, and confess detachment from material things. That is, by detachment, I'm not saying you will not prosper. We're about starting something new. By detachment, I mean that they are not your gaze, not your focus. God is. Confess your unending and undying love for Him. Go ahead, do that quickly. Do it with the whole of your heart. Shani Makathina. Don't be quiet about it. Say it loud and clear. We confess your love for Him. Shani Makathina Makush. We confess them. Go ahead, say it loud and clear. My heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours. Spirit, the judge over me. Father, my heart is yours. Spirit, take charge over me. Alleluia. Girma nakame. Alleluia. Yabo nakame. Jesus, my heart is yours. Spirit keep burdening over me. Jesus, my heart is yours. Father, take charge over me. Hallelujah. Kirimana kane. Hallelujah. Yabona kane. Shaka feni matista. Eneman tikila bremekila tish. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Hallelujah. Alright, so we said the theme for the latter part of the year is walking in the supernatural. Alright, so I've been teaching about gift of the Spirit. So much tabernacle on walking in the miraculous. I think I've taken two in that series. I'll be wrapping up the third part of that series on Sunday. Alright, as we do some very urgent work, as the Lord will have us. Amen. I said amen. Alright, let's turn our Bibles to Third John. You are there, say amen. Alright, we'll wait for those who are not there. Are you there now? Alright, look at this. 3 John verse 2. Alright, 3 John verse 2. Are you there? Alright, look at it. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Beloved, I wish above all things. I wish above all things. Alright, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Look at what the NIV translation says. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. Again, I read, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. Alright, Amplified Translation says, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. Alright, so there are key words there. I wish above all things that you may prosper. Somebody say that I should prosper. Say loud and clear. And be in health. And be in health. Even as my soul prospers. Alright, that scripture semantically does not mean, some of us have made that mistake before, even myself. It does not mean that your prosperity really depends on the prosperity of your soul. It simply means, I want you to prosper. I'm assured that your soul is prospering. But it's possible for your soul to prosper, but you are not prospering and you are not in health. So he's saying, get yourself along it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Alright, it is possible to know God and be on fire for him. It is possible to have scriptures. Are you following me? Alright, and then, but the fruit of it is not seen in your life. Amen. So we'll be looking at supernatural prosperity from a very practical perspective of God's word. Supernatural prosperity. Alright. Supernatural prosperity. Are you there? Amen. Glory to God. Lift your hand. Say, God wants me to prosper. Say it again loud and clear. Say it louder. Amen. Now I want you to say this. I succeed in all I do. You need to see it. There's a spirit with it. Say it again loud and clear. I succeed in all I do.
I stand before kings
and not mere men.
Good things are spoken of me.
I walk in prosperity.
I succeed in the works of my hands.
I have an excellent spirit.
Hallelujah.
Now, something is going to shift. Yes, yes. We've soaked it in. We'll soak it. See, hear me. The spirit of prosperity is the spirit of revelation. It brings men in acquaintance with what is supposed to be obvious that they are not seeing. The spirit of poverty is the spirit of blindness. Are you following me? The devil operates mysteriously in the dark. When men are kept in that region, they lack the knowledge of what to do. And as you are saying it, you are navigating things. Are you following me? Things are shifting. Tell your neighbor, things are shifting. Say it again, I succeed in all I do. Amen. It is better to be blessed. Say it. Say it again. Say it again. In fact, it is best to be blessed. All right, say, I am blessed. One more time. One more time. Alright, you know, the reason why I'm asking you to make that confession, and many more will do many more. Are you following me? Thank you, Lord. Look at what Jesus said in the book of Luke. Look at what he said. That's a very powerful key. Alright, as he was quoting what Isaiah had spoken. And each of those prophecies sometimes may look like mistake. Alright, Jesus was speaking from Luke 4:18, but he was quoting what Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter number 11 from verse 1. Alright, there are two parts of the prophecy. There shall come forth a rod, that's practical. He came forth. Alright, Isaiah 11 from verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, of might, of knowledge, and of fear of the Lord. And it shall make him of quick understanding, and the fear of the Lord. No. This is not the scripture I want to. There are two parts to this prophecy. The other one is in Isaiah chapter number 61. Aha. Isaiah 61. That was the one he was quoting in Luke 4. Isaiah 61 from verse 1. If you are there, say amen. Say amen loud and clear. Thank you, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, an opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Alright, to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for hatches, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the righteousness, they're called trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Alright, how is he glorified? And they shall build the old waste, and shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, and the desolation of many generations. Now, look up. Why is it important that we get ourselves well acquainted with this scripture? Jesus was talking about the dimension of the Spirit upon him, and then what he has been anointed to do. Isaiah 11 showed to us that actually the anointing as used there is in seven different categories. And then said, highlighting what he has been called to do. Now, he said that I've been called to preach good tidings to the meek. The word meek there is the word poor. Alright? The word poor. Meaning that there's a kind of meekness that comes as a result of poverty. Are you following me? Not all humility are scriptural. There are humility that are from poverty. This man is humble because he does not have. Listen. It is not humility in the sight of God. Are you following me? Alright, he said, what God has called me, the solution to them is to preach good tidings to them. Why? It is possible to be prayerful and yet not have good tidings. I And that's why it matters the gospel you believe. Alright? We must be all around it. Praise God. I said praise God. I've been called to preach good tidings to the poor. Good tidings. Amen. Good tidings. Good news. Alright. A poor man needs money. If you look at it physically. But Jesus said, from God's perspective, what he needs is information. And information is good. Amen. Tell your neighbor, the information is good. So I've been sent to preach. The Bible said if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So, this is it. You have looked at your life. You are sincerely obedient. But yet, you are not eating the good of the land. It means you are not willing. Prosperity is a choice. Amen. Yeah. You are obedient. You love God. You are serving Him. But you are consistently broke. And let me say this to you. The moment you believe that poverty is a process, you stay long there. Poverty is a process. God is bringing this process to teach you. So God's word is too small to educate you. Alright? It's like a child. Imagine my child saying to his friend in school that, and by the way, you look good, sir. New hair. Glory to God. Amen. Telling his friend in school that, you see that cane there? That is what my father used to instruct me. That's not my child. True or not true? It's not possible. Why? A son does not need kin to hear. The son knows the voice of the father and he hearkens his heart to them. Alright? So, let me say this to you and it will rescue many of you. If God's word can't teach you, you will be living on consecrations that are tough. You will hear the instruction to do tough things. Not because you are on fire, but because you are not trained somewhere through the word. For instance, hold on. What I want to say is very strong. For instance, you may hear. You may truly hear, truly hear that God is saying, stay in a, do difficult stuff. For instance, somebody may hear that God is saying, don't touch your phone for the next 2 months. God doesn't tell me that. Because I know when to drop it. The reason why God has to tell you that is because you don't know when to drop it. You know, you feel like one commando. Because God has said drop it. Say, we had one in charge. No, sir. That's plan B of training. That's not the way God intends to train you as a child. So, you see some people, they are doing everything they are doing well, consistent, and then they are, the things God is saying, you drop. Because he knows that those things will cause wahala for you. So, you keep hearing many instructions. You hear many instructions till you are finished. Because the areas the word should have tutored you, now you have to receive the strong stuff. Hey, say it loud and clear. It may break your theology, I don't care. Poverty is not part of my process. Say it again.
Poverty is not part of my process.
Shante Makatia. Let me say this to you. The moment you see something in your life and you can tell that this is not God's plan, it becomes easy to fight. The reason you are not fighting is because you think God agrees. And, you know, those things sound so, they sound so religious and sound, they used to sound so spiritual. That, you know, at this stage of my life, you know, God will not have me old more than 10,000, right? Both account and everything. God will not have me at all. You know, it's part of my process at this stage. It's sounding correct, but something is wrong with you. That statement also means that when God wants to think of kingdom matters that requires influence and prosperity, you are deleted.
Are you following what I'm saying? Don't forget that when Jesus was to be brought down from the cross, it took a rich man to bring his body down. If you are not influential, there are little things you'll be able to do in this kingdom. Those small things. Many of you have already planned poverty. You've structured it. You've planned excuses that you'll give in 10 years' time. I will tell my children, it's because I didn't have anybody to send me to this so and so and so and so. Say never. While you are still young, we can quickly adjust some settings. Glory to God. Say it is God's plan for me to succeed. I succeed in all I do. Let me say this to you. God is not a Methodist, he's not a Catholic, he's not a Spirit of Light member, he's not a Redeemer, he's not a Deeper Life member. God is God. And the idea is this. His standard remains sure. Hear me. Any level around him, it's just like you did physics, and then I think there's electricity, electric field, a region around a material around which you can perceive or feel, not perceive, electric charges and so on and so forth. So there are regions around God, but that you operate in those regions does not mean you have touched God. So any belief system you choose to have in those regions, you will still have his presence, but not all he wants to give you. The presence of God is not all God wants to give you. You don't get that. Hold on. Imagine if Esther had a mentality and said, my consecration is never to be among the girls that were before the king. You know what would have happened? The whole land would have perished. Somebody was planning something there. God needed one of his own. Not just to be his own, but to have mentality for greatness. If you fail to be great, even God will have to use you in a small way. God himself. Use in a small way. He's God. Amen. I have seen poverty. I'm being introduced small. And as I'm tasting, this is prosperity, small. This thing is nice, oh. Nice. Somebody say it's nice.
Nice.
Say it again.
Nice.
Loud and clear.
Nice.
Many Christian sisters have been branded as wicked or not modest, because the mentality that brought the brothers up is such that the way to know a wife material is to give her 500 naira to go to the market, and then buy chicken, okra, and then make all those things and then make them nice. Amy, have you noticed that even the dreams of those brothers, their dreams are usually very poor. Why? They will either see somebody fetching water. There's no tap in their dream. They are either fetching water at the well or at the stream. Far back 1930. Are you following what I'm saying here? The Bible said that the wisdom of a poor man is not ahead. It's not like he's not wise, but people are not interested. A poor man has solution. They ask him, what has he solved in your life? Amen. Let me say this to you. There's a warfare aspect to prosperity. Yes. I've noticed that. There's a warfare. You know, let me give you this gist. I remembered how that I kept getting complaints from people who listen to
our messages. And then they said, we are being blessed by your messages, but they are not clear. They are not clear. So what were we doing? We're recording with phone. There's a blessing in it, but still, the blessing is not clear. And because, you know, excellence is a language. See, let me say this to you. If you are running a business here, you say you have customers. It matters who your customers are. There are customers that will come once in a month, and there are more than customers that came throughout of last year. And that's why you must decisively target your audience. But poverty will limit that. It does. You know, I feel there are people here who are trying to break out. You break out.
Amen.
You know, God just showed me now, like an egg trying to hatch. You will break out.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Ah, you break out.
Amen.
You break out.
Amen.
Are you following me? Ah. First Powell told the pastors this morning, before your crush will come and give you IV. You know, if you are not doing well, it will be difficult for people to receive you. But you know, I'm praying for you from the depth of my heart. You will do well.
Amen.
You will do well. Let me say this to you. You know, the Bible said, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Stand to your feet. Let's look at that scripture. Hold on. As a man thinks, listen, not so he will be, so he is, so is he. As a man thinks, not so he will gradually become, so he is. So, whatever the issue is, we can't blame God. It is the effect of your thinking. The way you were thinking yesterday is the product of what you have today. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I renew my mind.
I think prosperity.
I think prosperity.
Excellence in all I do.
I see blessings everywhere.
I'm not broke.
I'm not poor.
I'm not limited.
I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Hear me.
I'm not stranded.
I have insights,
foresights,
visions.
I execute them with ease.
I am blessed.
All your
blessings are mine.
I walk in prosperity.
Both me and all that are connected to me, we are blessed.
We are blessed.
I am not stranded.
I have abundance.
I eat in plenty.
I am not stranded.
I am not limited.
I break out.
I do God's work with ease.
I do God's work with ease.
I'm blessed.
Hear me.
I want you to
just walk around.
Walk around.
I'm blessed.
Oh, I'm blessed.
I'm the one the Lord found.
I'm blessed on all sides.
Homan tekilasa.
I'm blessed.
Inaman sokebremisa.
I'm blessed.
Blessed.
Listen, you are meditating about these things, and you
when you are starting it, you are just still seeing it from afar.
You get to a point where you are there.
Listen, at that point, you look at your bank account, it's still zero, but it makes no difference any longer because you have left. Are you following me? So you see, listen, you will say it till you will, in your mind, hear me, walk away from the present predicament and enter the future, yet you are still here. Can you go ahead? Confess those words. I'm blessed. No, I'm not broke. I have in abundance. Blessed. Heman tekos. I am blessed. I walk in the blessings of God. Heman tekila tekum remika. Lenko sika. Belaman tikom blekida. We have it. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Hear me? Alright, who told you that you will just be, that in heaven will just be rewarded for preaching the gospel? There are people whose life will end if you are not blessed. Are you following me? There are families that there will not be a trace of any man from there except God bless you. So you are not saying you are blessed just so you can begin to eat turkey. How many do you want to eat? If you are thinking about that now, you are still very poor in your mind. Are you following me? I said, are you following me? You know, the issue is this. Look at, I've shown you what Pharaoh said to the Israelites. Moses, let negotiate. See, let them go and offer sacrifice to God in the wilderness. But they should not go too far. Alright? The devil, have you noticed, is when it's no longer against you getting spiritual, doing all those stuff, but he can limit the range of your influence. What the devil does not want is influential Christians. No, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. Imagine you being able to spread what you have to millions of people. He doesn't want that to happen. Are you following me? You want a ministry, devil doesn't want you to be on DSTV. He loves it when there is MTV base there, when there is Big Brother there. Alright? But you and that message, not you. Are you following me? And that's why I say there's a warfare aspect to prosperity. Because there are fundamental mentalities that you have added to yourself that won't do you good. God is trying to train me with this. Can you please remove God from those ill-fitting situations? God is trying to. It's God, you know. I know the way God deals with me. Somebody's phone gets locked. Say it's God that did it. God did it. Are you following me? Are you following me? No, say it's not God. Say it loud and clear. See, I want you to see it. You're going to sit down. I'll still teach you briefly. But see it. Confess it. Scream it. Bishop David Oyedepo said he was studying God toward, I think, 1985. And right there and then, he jumped up and said, I can never be poor. When you enter into that knowing, all right, every other thing will flow with that knowing. Are you following me? I can never be poor. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Sit down briefly. Sit down briefly. Sit down briefly. Just leave the lights on and then see your faces. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Let me say this to you. Even the devil does not use poor people. The devil. Even the devil. So, the issue is this. A poor man is standing alone. Even the devil, right, doesn't use poor people. I've seen Christians go on Facebook and casting gate Big Brother Nigeria, do all those things and all those things. That's the ranting of a poor man. Result is what banishes insult. If it insults your TV screen, put something better. There are many of you here with creative ideas, but they are not translating to realities. Because money is frozen. You will break out this year. Are you following me? Glory to God. Now, look at this. There's a spiritual aspect to prosperity. Everything is not common sense. Are you following me? Alright, what motivational speaking wants to do to you is to reduce everything about the kingdom to common sense. Common sense will get nothing but common result. Alright, there's a spiritual aspect to everything. Alright, if, what's it called now? John was saying, alright, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospered. It means there's a secret to it. Are you following what I'm saying here? There's a secret to making things work. It will work in your hands. In the name of Jesus. See, there's a secret to making things work. Nothing will die in your hands. In the name of Jesus. Nothing dies in your hands. You know, something happened last year. I was speaking with one of my daughters on phone. And she was in the hospital. Sick. So I was asking about the symptoms. Said, okay, this. And while we were talking on phone, I heard somebody crying. I said, who is that? What's happening there? He said, a woman, her son is convulsing, and then they don't have hospital bills, no money to take care of him. So I said, okay, confirm from them how much is it to pay for his bills. He confirmed. So I transferred. And right there and then, I was told, the moment the woman heard that somebody had paid, she requested to get the money. And said, I will take this child to another hospital. Now, she was going to let the child die. Because of poverty. Are you following me? It does not matter the economy of a jungle. A lion will not eat vegetable. It is identity, not pride. Are you following me? God will not allow you go beyond the standard and below the standard. Say amen to that. Amen. He will keep increasing you higher. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. There's a spiritual aspect to prosperity and we must learn it. Now let's look at it. Alright, so there are, prosperity stands on three legs. So I'll start with the first leg, which is the principle of honor. I will break that honor into different folds. Alright, but let's start with honor towards God. Honor towards God. So I'll read the book of Psalms chapter number 1. Psalms chapter number 1. Psalms chapter number 1. Psalms chapter number 1. Alright, I read, what's it called? Psalms 1 from verse 1. Blessed is the man. I will need to read from Amplified Version also. That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Alright? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in a season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So, hear me. The blessing is not on things, it is on a man. So when the man goes into things, the things are blessed. The blessing is not in Lagos, not in Port Harcourt, not in US. If a man is not blessed and he travels to Canada, he will come back broke. Are you following me? You don't see, listen, in this kingdom, places are not strategy, they are instructions. We carry the blessing everywhere we get to. Are you following me? You don't change location just so you can be more blessed. You change location because God is saying so, and you are going there with the blessing. Meaning that if a place has not opened up for people, as you come with what is upon you, it opens up. It means that the blessed man does not function by the seasons of the earth. He functions by the season of God, ever abounding in goodness. Praise God. Alright, look at it. But Bible was describing that man. Blessed man. But the ungodly are not so. What are like chaff, which the wind driveth away. So they say, what are you doing now? Say, I'm in Lagos, so I'm hustling. Excuse me. Prosperity does not respond to hustle. Now, somebody here is now this message I'm preaching here. It is difficult for Lagosians to agree. Very difficult. Because everything around that kind of environment communicates, bring money now. Now, now, house rent, now. Are you following me? So on and so forth. Now, you guys. They are seeing us. So let me just stay coded. Okay. But hear me. This thing does not respond to us. Whether hustling or side hustling, if a man is not blessed, he will also in vain. Lean not on your own understanding. There is something that can come from God that can reduce your effort. Anywhere there is too much effort with little result, it is a sign that wisdom is not in place. There is something you don't know yet. Are you following me? Are you following me? The ungodly are not so. That's a powerful word. The ungodly are not so. Good understanding brings favor, but the way of a transgressor is hard. Alright? When a man begins to see God as plan B, life turns against him. Creation is obligated to rebel against the man that rebelled against God. Things become difficult. But hear me. You walk as a man that loves God. Blessed is the man. The word blessed, it's many words encapsulated in one. Happy, enviable, prosperous. Look at that word. Look at what the Amplified said. Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man. So what does it mean to be blessed? To be happy. Depression is not a blessing. Are you following what I'm saying? I said depression is not a blessing. It's not a blessing. Happy. No, sometimes we want to sound so spiritual. We talk about happiness as a carnal thing and enjoy as a spiritual thing. Yeah, yeah. Both are good. And that's why you are looking older than your age. You are barely happy. Are you following what I'm saying? You see, I have joy. Even as I'm crying now, I have joy. But at least let us see the happiness we can recognize. If I give you a car now, will you call that joy or happiness? Talk to me. Happiness or joy? Happiness. If I give you a house, will you call it joy or happiness? You'll be happy. Right? Good. So happiness responds to things we can see. Ah. I say you don't want it. It means you don't want to see things. Look at your neighbor, say be happy. Only there. You know, I'm telling you, dear brothers, things are barely going well. Nobody will receive you. No. Amen. Happy. How many of you love happy people? Yes. You love happy people, you are barely happy. You say, you know what? This is the way I am. When I'm carrying the burden of the spirit, you know, as I walk in those burdens, it's doing me. That's why your visions are in auto not correct. Auto not correct. Hey! Happiness is a blessing. Listen, let me tell you the way this thing works. If you are always walking in depression, you will not function in the radar of the blessed man. Let me tell you the radar. It means when people are looking for who to bless, you will not appear in their scope. You're not there. Depression is like making you go offline. You get what I'm saying? You miss the blessing flowing in that season. Say, I'm not depressed. Say it again, I'm not depressed.
I'm not depressed.
Say it again, I'm not depressed.
I'm not depressed.
Blessed is the man. Happy. Fortunate. Fortunate. You know what it means to be fortunate? Say, I'm fortunate.
I'm fortunate.
Then, enviable. Alright? The man, someone you just want to be like. You just want to be like that fellow. Enviable. This is the word encapsulated, wrapped in the word blessed. Happy, prosperous. So you can't say, I'm blessed though, I'm the only one that knows. No, sir. We will know. Now some of you are trying to smile. You know, my heart breaks whenever I go out and I see women backing children on bike. I'm praying for you. See, this is a very serious desire of my heart. In the name that is above all names. Before this year runs out, God will bless you with a car. Amen. 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 Yes. You deserve it. Praise God. You look like, sit down like you are in your car. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Now, somebody is sitting like you are trying to drive a lorry. Be careful. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that scripture means when a man honors God with his work, God will honor his work. Alright? You know, God honors men. He said in 2, as a message sent to Eli, 1 Samuel chapter number 2, alright, they that honor me, I will honor. So God can honor a man. For instance, God can honor the sacrifice of a man. He can honor the sacrifice of a man. He can reward the sacrifice of a man. He can have a respect on the sacrifice of a man. He had respect on the sacrifice of Abel. Alright, there are things you have done that you can barely count. You know, I was telling Pastor when we were going to Lagos, and I said to him, I said, most times it is until people call me and say, do you know you have done this before for me? You did this. I can't remember. I don't have a system that keeps a record of the good things I've done. And at the same time, I don't have the system that keeps record of the bad ones. Alright? I do them and then I move on. But let me say this to you. If you can count it, it doesn't count. Are you following me? Now, we do things to bless the name of the Lord because we love God. And as we do those things, the Bible says that God is not unjust. You are to forget. But He is not unjust to forget your labor of love. There are many of you here that have done mighty things while you were in school, done powerful things, you've served. Let me say this to you, you must believe it, you are entitled to prosperity. It is your entitlement. God wants to bless you. It will be easier to preach the gospel if you are blessed. True or not true? Yes. I was listening to Pastor Segun Obaje, and he was talking about a time he was in Houston, and he saw a beggar, an homeless man, and he gave the man $100. Alright? And the man was crying. He was crying. $100, that's about how much now? 37,000? 37? I'm on that figure. A beggar. And he was crying. When I heard that testimony, I said, you know what? I will do my own. Yeah. You must pick challenge like this. You know, I said, I will do my own. Yeah. Just going to look at somebody one day and just say, you know what? Take this 500k. Take this 1 million. What do I do with this? Go and do what you want to do with it. Just bless it. Amen. Look at your hand again. Say, I'm blessed. Loudly. Say, I'm blessed. Again, I'm blessed. When a man honors God, let me say this to you, God have respect back on the man. Shows the man respect. Alright, when there was famine in the land, Isaac sowed in that same land, reaped 100-fold. They came, pursued him, he was digging wells, bring out water, they will pursue him, run again, dig another well. They were digging, it was not bringing water. It is not about the land, it's about the hand. Are you following me? It is about what? The hand.
I've so learnt this. I've learnt it, and you know, for me it is a big revelation. Anywhere I get to, it must open up. Are you following me? I was telling them when I was in Enugu, I said to them, all right, there used to be a time in my life that when I want to minister, I'm praying that somebody will stir up the atmosphere just to do nice things before I get there. But I don't do that anymore. Do anything you want to do, it will come back to the way God wants it to come. It's a consciousness. God said, anywhere you get to, I will show up. All right? So, if you like, be doing film show, don't worry. Are you set to pray? God will show up. It's a consciousness. Anywhere I step my feet, I'm blessed there. All right? Let me say this to you. Quit doing things halfway. When you start it, finish it. There's a result there. Are you following me? All right? Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. And that's why I like to always emphasize and tell you, make sure in all you're doing, you learn the culture of faithfulness. 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 Faithfulness with God. Faithfulness at this level. I don't think, you know, that there will be somebody right now in this church, all right, who is planning to one day get married and then is cheating. I've seen correctly the link between promiscuity and poverty. Very clear link. Anywhere poverty stands, and it looks like prayer cannot send it away, it is standing on sexual sins. A man who is living in sexual sin cannot think properly. That thing takes your time. It engages your resources. You will not know where you are spending it. Your soul is escaped. If there's anyone who is in that trap, I said your soul is escaped. Alright? And start from now. Start from now. You must start building the culture of having the mindset for godly home. It doesn't matter what you have been through while you were growing up, the depravity. Don't join those people outside who say men has come, or men are bad, men are garbage bags and all those things. When you are saying those things, alright? Just for a reminder, daddy is a man. You know, you must be careful. Be careful about the things you say. Alright? Those who are not married and are saying men as comebacks and all those things. Among those comebacks, God will give them one. Simple. There are some that are really like that. You carry it and they wear suit. You wear suit. One of the things I fear most is the love of seed and harvest. Somebody says, you know, when I chop this life, the way I want to chop life. You are chopping. Life is chopping you. It's not, you are not chopping life. See, when I chop this life, you know what? Then I will come to church. And when I go to a church, and then, you know, I'm going to look for one of those girls. You know, those good girls. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It will happen. Alright? So, the good news is this. There's a girl somewhere who will say, you know what, I will chop this life. Uh-huh. When I chop this life, I'm going to go to church and I'll get one of those good boys. Alright? Hear me. The reason why this must happen is because the girl, you can't cheat the system. Something about that kind of people is that they have specs they like. And that guy is a spec. You know, like Osh Puppy that speaks in tongues. Hmm? Is a speck, yes. So the guy will come. He wants to reap where he did so. But the system is waiting. And then the girl is coming too. But eventually, when they see each other, they will align. Alright. As the heaven and the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time, alright, will not cease. And that's why you have to pray. So you don't reap what you did so. Pray. Amen. Aha. Amen. Tell your neighbor, pray. Pray. You get why. You get why. All right. When Pastor Lalu was teaching us, he was talking about hotspot. You know, when you are connected to an hotspot, your own internet is going. But you are not the only one connected. The password may be in the hands of 50 people. You are just one of the beneficiaries. And then data will be gone on time. And then, pray. Honor God. Start practicing the culture of honor now. Start practicing it. When you wake up in the morning, particularly for people, you know, I have special interest in people who are coming from places where you've not had the access to have someone to model to you what a real man should be. It's possible. Alright? Or someone to model what a real woman should be. Now, you have very special assignment. You wake up every morning and tell yourself, I'm a faithful man. I'm a faithful man. I'm a faithful man. My seeds surround my table like the tree of whole leaves. I'm a faithful man. You walk in the blessing. All right? Let me say this to you. I've never entered into the house of a truly kingdom prospered individual that does not honor their wives. And start practicing it now. There are rules that God has set in place. Your honor towards those rules is your honor towards God. All right? Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Don't make your body an instrument of unrighteousness. All right? Don't make your body an instrument of unrighteousness. All right? Somebody says, I just drink once in a while. Yeah, it's okay. According to you. But, all right, everything in the flesh seeks for more. Then the craving begins to increase. All right? Then the kidney is affected. You're dealing with edema. Alright, and then before you know it, different issues here and there, different spendings here and there, and then on those issues. You know, I tell people, what a blessed thing to do. Alright, a man has gone to work in the morning, 4 p.m. in the evening, he's back with his family. Sit down. Look at the case of the madman of Gadara. He was dwelling amongst the tombs. The tomb. Amongst dead people. It's a picture of some men. Get back from work, bath. Then wear fine clothes. Pick their car key, they are gone. Alright? The man is married. And the wife is finer than all those girls he's picking out there. He starts conditioning your heart. Alright? Pick the car, go. And then the money that could have been useful for the children, go get drunk. And sometimes they will even get there and then buy for everybody in the beer parlor. We're coming in the car. We're watching comedy. A comedian. He was giving comedy and people were standing up, giving him $100. He collected about $800 and something right there on the stage. And that guy that is wearing that tattered shirt in coat is richer than those who are giving him money. Alright? So you start from now, you start practicing, you have started in your mind how to use 1 million naira to buy seats at AY Live, and then you have to take bus back to Juelegba. Are you following me? Let me say this to you. In an ideal home, it is difficult for a woman to watch her husband and let him fail. So build your mind on how to follow instructions. Now, see, prosperity is a spirit. If you honor God, God will open doors for you. You will trust your finances. So start practicing the culture of righteousness. You will say it. I'm a righteous man. I'm a righteous man. I'm blessed. I'm satisfied. I walk in contentment. I'm not a sinner. Start it from now. You might have grown up seeing terrible things. But tell yourself I'm different. Somebody has to break that pattern. And that fellow must be you. Are you following me? Someone has to stand up for righteousness. Have you not seen, alright, that the mystery of those who are in the world is so many? Their grief is much. Their own prosperity can develop wings and fly away. They can be poor today and tomorrow they are down. But that's not your own part. The part of a righteous man is like an ever-abounding light that shines brighter and brighter. There's no better yesterday for the man who is in Christ. You start training yourself. I'm a righteous man. You know, I was praying. I was saying with the pastors. I was praying. And I was telling God. Because you see, I have so much burden For people, young men, particularly men, and we are going to, you know, many things are going to unfold over time. Different meetings where we have to talk to men. Men become men indeed. Are you following me? All right. And I was asking God, you know, I just want a message for my generation. Asking God, what do you think is the greatest thing that a man should have? And God spoke to me and he said, stability. To be stable. Stability. Are you following me? If you're a man in this auditorium, put your hand on your chest. I'm a good man. Say loud and clear. Say with boldness. I'm a different man. I walk in the counsel of the Lord. I'm righteous. I'm prosperous. I'm full of wisdom. Hallelujah. Honor towards God. Honoring what God honors. Alright, and abhorring what God abhors. Genuine honor. Genuine honor towards God. Alright. Honor that is constant. Not the one that changes based on the city you are in. Constant honor. Praise God. I said praise God. Genuine and constant honor towards God. Alright, he said he will make you be like a tree that is planted by the river of waters, that brings forth its fruits in season. Bring forth. Always bringing forth. Always bringing forth. Praise God. I have always. Alright. Honor towards God. Honor towards his instruction. Alright. When it comes to the issue of honor, there are many parts of it, many constituent of that. For the sake of time, you know, we continue from here when we meet again. Praise God. I honor God. Alright? I honor God with my body. Say it loud and clear.
I honor God with my body.
Say it again.
I honor God with my body.
Let me say this to you. Alright? If you want to go far, don't play with sexual sins. Alright, whether in a relationship or out of the relationship or with your own self, don't play with sexual sins. It delays a man. It confuses people. Mess up your mind. Cut you off relationships that are meaningful. You see people, you know, God uses people to lead people. Alright, but when you see them, when you are walking in sexual sin, you'll be seeing men as trees. You see men as trees. The people that God could have used to bless you, alright, you have messed up your body with them. And then that relationship has to die. And then that condition is still there. Are you following me? Alright, be a person of integrity, whether when men see or don't see you. The same people will recommend you in high places. The devil wants you to begin to cut tentacles that can lead you to greatness. Cut it off your life. That's what he wants. Cut it off your life. Have boundaries. Boundaries that it doesn't matter what the pressures are, I can't cross this boundary. And start it from now. Nothing jumps on any man suddenly. Start from now. Alright, I have a boundary in God. Why? I'm a righteous man. Alright, let me. This is how to meditate. Not because that girl is not beautiful, she is. But also, I'm a righteous man. Not because that girl is not fine, but also I'm a righteous man. Have I shared a story with you? Alright, let me share this story and then I leave. I was in Kano. I grew up from Kano. And I was going to get some things. Alright. And as I was about entering the market, I saw this girl. I'm telling you. You will not know when you look four times. And, you know, it was in the days where we were still practicing how to talk to girls. I looked at the girl. I looked again and said, my God, she's fine. I looked again, my God, she's fine. But, you know, her face, because I looked too much. So her face registered. So, God, you're a good God. All right, thank God for other things, not for a girl's waist. Yeah, God. Thank you. You're a good God. Yeah, why? Alright, so I magnified God in my heart and I moved on. I think about a week later, I was watching The Lord's Choosing, a meeting like that. You know, in those days, those meetings used to be very raw. Deliverance, witchcraft, the girl be confessing for camera what I've done, this. You know, when I saw the face, my dad was there in the sitting room. I said, ah! He felt I was emotional about what was happening. Say, ah, Iliaye, you know, stuff like that. But this is not Iliaye, this is a matter here. When I saw the girl, ah! You know, amen. And praise God. So I kept quiet. And the girl began to confess. What's your name? My name is so and so and so. I live at so and so and so place. Kano. So and so and so. This. I belong to so and so and so group. I sleep with 3 men in a day. Every man I've slept with, their destiny is gone. Ah. Ha ha. Right there and then, I repented, got born again, God saved. Alright. People tell themselves, I will enjoy this thing, then I will leave it. No, sir. That's why at 70, some people are still committing adultery. It's difficult. It lingers more than you can imagine. Alright. The best time to break free from anything that brings dishonor towards God is now. When you honor God, He allows, see, there is a ventilated spiritual atmosphere where you can recognize opportunities. Are you following me? You know, I've told you that the worst thing about distraction is not what you are distracted into. Mm-mm. It is what you are distracted from. That time. What God could have arranged for that season that the enemy had caged you from. And then you discover that your journey is dragging. I pray for you, your journey will not drag. Amen. Job said, all right, Job, the richest man in his time, we're seeing one of the secret of his own wealth. He said, I've made covenant with my eyes, all right, that they will not behold a maid. Simple. You know, these things must be learned. The best time to learn them is now. It doesn't matter. If you like, see, the issue is this. If what you are looking for is to marry the most beautiful woman, there's also somebody who is most beautiful more than that. So you'll keep being more. So the issue is that you are looking for beauty. Yes, sorry, Miss Beauty is not you. All right, you look for that, and then by the time you get this one, something else. It's like going to buy a mobile phone. All right, where they sell phones. You get there, you want to buy a mobile phone, 150,000. Say, okay, all right, take. All right, collect the phone. As you're about stepping out, you see somebody else coming in to buy iPhone, 600,000. The idea is buy your own and leave the market. Get out. Tell your neighbor, leave the market. Are you following me? Say it again, buy your own and leave the market. In honor and dignity. Amen. Say the answer, I'm a man of honor. If you're a woman, say you're a woman of honor. Say the answer, I'm a man of honor. There is a measure of God's grace upon your life that you must not devalue. Mm-mm. Don't devalue it. You are important. Praise God. I said you are important. All right? You marry your wife, you are still looking at other girls. Your wife will start losing value before your eyes. Stay faithful. Stay consistent. Stay steadfast. Start practicing righteousness. He that doeth right is righteous. So start doing the right things. He that doeth right is righteous. Start doing the right things. Alright? Don't fail to work on your CV and say, you know what? Holy Ghost, cover it with your blood. Cover it. Holy Ghost does not have blood. Yeah, Tunko. Wrong prayer. Holy Ghost, cover it with your blood. Holy Ghost, give me blood. Yeah. Amen. You know, I hate to beg. Either police or I don't like it. So what is it we don't have here? Okay, this. Let's just get it. So now standing down the road, please, sir. Let's just, who is that? Pastor Lazarus. Eh? Do the right. Tell your neighbor, do the right things. Honor God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Has someone been blessed tonight? Put those hands together for Jesus. You know, I have a word for you. You will do well. I'm telling you. The fact that you are here is a sign. I'm telling you. You know, you'll be a decent man and a decent woman. You'll do well.
Amen.
You'll go very far.
Amen.
Any trap that the enemy is trying to put on the way for you, you will not fall into them.
Amen.
You will not fall into them.
Amen.
You will do well.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will prosper effortlessly.
Amen.
Are you following me? I said you will prosper. Oh. You will prosper. Alright. Don't forget that the Bible said when God. I'm saying this concerning someone. I'm seeing somebody seated who has tasted a measure of abundance. But God is bringing back those times. Let me say this to you. Sorry, I have my envelopes inside the office. Alright. Don't. I'm so all out on the principle to show to money that money can't spend me. I spend money. Money can't spend me. I spend money. All right. It is a tool for the job. Thank you. Are you following me? All right. So, God blesses me with resources. My tithe is not what I think about. If now we still have to be telling the believer, give your tithe, encouraging, something is wrong. Not with your pocket, with the mind. And guess what? The level of the finance of finance will still not leave the point where you are still thinking. Right, give tithe. You know the reason why we struggle about tithe giving is because what you are trying to remove the tithe from is all you have. Imagine if you have times thousands of it. Do you struggle? Why do you struggle with first fruit? Because that one is all you have. That's you get what I'm saying. So sometimes I look at some mentality, say, believer, do you give tithe? Say, I'm not sure. All right. It's a mindset. Praise God. Say, I honor God with my resources. I honor God with my life. I honor God with my body. Praise God. You know, there are people here that God is going to give so much influence to. In this nation and beyond. You are not saying that amen well. That word is for those who have seen themselves there. Alright. God is going to give you so much influence. In this nation and beyond. You know, I shared with you. I stood and I saw myself talking. At United Nations meeting. Alright, I saw it. It means it exists. One thing, except God has not shown me. Once He has shown me, I believe it. It will come to pass. Alright, you know what that did to me? It showed to me that, oh boy, in that kind of place, this is not about fire. This is about solution. You know, sometimes we are so spiritually bankrupt that all we have is fire. Let me tell you the implication. The implication is that you are only useful where people can fall down. Only there. Alright. You are only useful where they can fall down. Alright. Anywhere beyond where they will fall down. No message. You know, this thing, move, can make it look like you are so powerful. But yet no word. No solution. No value. Don't be so poor that all you have is fire. Fire does not answer to all things. It does not. There are doors that fire will not open. I'm speaking here. Now, if that, there are some things, if that many of these things does not happen in my life, they will say because he's not paying the price. And by the way, I'm not a part of those that believe we are paying the price. We are benefiting of what Christ has done. Our honor is to align. Praise God. We fast, not because we want power, but because we want intimacy. So the flesh must be subdued. So if these things are not being seen, you say, Pastor, you know, because those things are not happening in their ministry, people are not getting healed. But you see, beyond the falling down to scatter chairs, when you get to National House of Assembly, there are no chairs to scatter. Substance. And that's why, alright, those that are called in such tables, they don't look anointed. But God trusts them. You know, in this kingdom, there is a Joseph that can stand before Pharaoh. Then there's a Samson that can use the jawbone of an ass. The king will call one nuisance. The king will call another one helper. Both are vessels. Is he clicking? Vessels. Both of them are unto honor. There's a Daniel. No, let's leave that. There's a Paul. A lawyer. And I'm not God. Why will God not trust a fisherman with 2/3 of the New Testament, even while he was there? But he had to go and look for somebody who had added value to himself. And say, if you understand what it means to add value to yourself, you value the kingdom. I'm trusting you with this. If you abandon yourself, even God will use you in a small way. Christianity has been great. Now, look at it. It's a shameful thing. You go on Facebook to shout, Big Brother is this. It's because you don't have what it takes to change the narrative. Who is hearing your voice there? There is a place where all poor men shout. There are many things that people feel I don't know about, but I will not talk about them because it is results that will better answer those things. We'll have to come to a point where you can put things together, you know, and most times, if you are looking at the things you want to put together, you discover that you are only concerned about those who are in the faith, those who are in the house. You have not caught enough flexibility to even journey and then bring those who are outside. Are you following me? You will have results. Change this archaic mentality. Carry fire, but carry more. Are you following me? Carry what? More. More. It is not every time people will be falling down. When president comes to meet you for counsel, they are not looking for anybody to make them look like fools to fall down. Let your mentality start changing. You know why I'm thinking like this? God has shown it to me. You can't take it from me. He has shown it to me. Alright, when God shows you, you know how to position yourself strategically. You start removing yourself from childish things. Alright, let's pray. Rejoice and give God praise. We are going far, but you must see it faster. Praise God.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to familylazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.